is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
That we're going to be talking about today.
Well, keeping in mind that today, at least I thought in particular of three rather major stories. There certainly is the situation with Iran and these mysterious oil tanker sabotage incidents that keep happening in the Strait of Hormuz and in the Gulf of Oman. And, of course, these latest episodes where we have no proof that Iran was involved and where Iran rescued all but one of these survivors of these sabotages. And these, the other one I think was picked up at the U.S. Navy. Mr. Bolton, Mr. Pompeo are so quick to say that Iran did it. And when Bolton was asked for evidence, of course, he responded with his usual, well, it's almost certain that Iran did it. Almost and certainly
almost
they did
certainly.
It.
Almost certainly.
Almost certainly. What does that
mean? Do they
mean,
have
Mr.
any,
Bolton?
I mean, what would their motivation be?
Yeah, exactly. Does Iran want a war with the United States? Does Iran want a situation where the draconian economic sanctions against them already, courtesy of the Trump administration's motivations as they're being directed by Netanyahu and Bolton and Pompeo, does Iran want any further economic disaster that would occur if the Strait of Hormuz became totally blocked? And we note in these latest episodes that the price of Brent crude went up to over $62 today. But the long and the short of it is that we can certainly suspect that the Iranian foreign minister is correct. We put this one up under war and foreign policy. The Iranian foreign minister asked about these latest oil tanker episodes in the Gulf of Oman, said to the Russia Today people, suspicious doesn't even begin to describe what happened. The Iranian foreign minister smells a rat. I certainly smell a rat on this, folks. I have a family member who is at the other end of the political spectrum from me who suspects that this was a false flag attack. And the long and the short of it is, certainly, as we watch all of the lies that have been told to the American people just since 2001 alone, we won't go back historically into all of the other many lies that we've talked about on this show, where the American government has lied to the American people for decades on different major incidents and episodes. But just since 9/11, with all the lies that got us into these Gulf Wars and all of the lies that govern these ongoing activities in Iraq and Afghanistan and Syria, these lies about Libya, these lies about Iran, these lies about what's been going on in the Ukraine, it's become increasingly difficult for any thinking American to believe his or her government at face value. And certainly this is an obvious situation where this does look very, very suspicious, especially with the Japanese prime minister meeting with Trump, then going to Iran to have a meeting with the supreme leader of Iran. And it's in that context that these oil tanker sabotage incidents take place.
One of which was a Japanese tanker, right?
Yeah, one of which was a Japanese tanker, as I understand it, and that the Iranians, supposedly, according to Bolton and Pompeo, are behind this. Pompeo, without equivocation, said that Iran did it with no evidence. Pompeo said, well, almost certainly Iran did it. And this, again, gets into the usual shtick, where once again we are being sold on these latest attempts to get the United States into a worthless war in the Middle East for Zionist interests. I think that that's, to me at least, very, very clear. So when we look at our war and foreign policy division here tonight at NationalBugle.com, we have this afternoon, End America's Illegal Occupation of Syria Now, from Doug Bandow of the American Conservative. We have mentioned the RT coverage of these latest oil tanker incidents in the Gulf of Oman.
And I'd like to hear about them, because there's going to be United Nations Security Council meeting on this subject. I think there's going to be one, because the Americans are calling for one. And, of course, the Russians have a permanent seat on the Security Council. And I would like to hear what their position is.
Yeah, it will be very interesting to see in coming days what emerges out of the UN as these various charges and countercharges are made and are filed. Kavit Togvai, who is a person of my acquaintance, I've been interviewed him more than once over the years, the Press TV anchor, who's a very, very capable gentleman. He has a 9-minute interview that I haven't watched yet with a guest. And the title of that article in which that interview video is located is entitled "Iran Rescues All Crew Members from Tankers Hit in the Sea of Oman." I did not have time today to review that 9-minute interview with this guest, but Kavit Togvai does the interview, and I'm sure that there's information there which is going to contradict the line that Bolton and Pompeo want us to believe on what happened. The Wall Street Journal, we posted another one on this tanker incident. The U.S. Navy responds to attacks on oil tankers amidst U.S.-Iran tensions. And in that particular circumstance, the Wall Street Journal publishes their version of things as they have it at this particular time. We noted that that was the story where Brent crude suddenly jumped over $62 a barrel. Again, we mentioned Mark Weber and the IHR. We posted at VContacta a single link to all of the latest USS Liberty articles and book reviews that Mark Weber was gracious to send to National Bugle Radio. So if you simply click on the link that is there, it will take you to 5 or 6 or 7 articles and videos and book reviews, including a very fine one from the Council for the National Interest. That's a Phil Giraldi's group, Allison Weir's group. That is certainly a very worthwhile link. So we talked somewhat on David Duke's show a day or so ago about outrage against rising Jewish hegemony being prevalent in U.S. military before and after World War II. That's the Ron Unz story. We'll just make passing reference to that again on Russia Insider.
Talk about that on this show the past couple of days. I was surprised by the level of awareness and alarm that there was in the military, at least in the top brass, 70, 80, 90 years ago.
Yes, and in contrast, what seems to be going on now, or at least in the real upper echelon of the American military, I have yet to see any significant deviation from this neocon Zionist line and what it is that the United States is supposed to be doing in the Middle East. One other thing that we'll mention on Iran, a fascinating story broke that was in both the Washington Post, which is not a source that Dr. Slattery and I tend to trust, but it's there. The Intercept also ran a story on this, and it was picked up by my friend Masoud Kodabanda, a former MEK operative and spy at the highest level. Masoud Kodabanda runs the Iran Intercept site, which talks about the real spin, what I think is exactly the correct spin on this Mujahideen-e-Khalq organization that has been in business since the 1960s in Pahlavi, Iran. It describes itself as an Islamic Marxist organization. And, of course, in recent years...
You called it Mujahideen-e-Khalq?
Mujahideen-e, the letter E, Mujahideen-e-Khalq, which means holy warriors, is perhaps the best English language translation for us today on this. But Jason Rezaian wrote an article for the Washington Post and made citations of the Intercept research on this, that the Trump administration and all of these other pro-Zionist sources had been citing an individual posting all of this neocon Zionist stuff on Iran. And this individual was terming himself or tagging himself with the name Heshmat Alavi, or Alavi. Mm-hmm. Heshmat Alavi. And come to find out, the proof is all there now that there was no such person by this name. And what this article tells us is that the Mujahideen-e-Khalq, the MEK, which tried to assassinate my father in the 1970s in Tehran. They did assassinate several other American military officers and some American military contractors at that time. That the MEK had their operation, their known operation in Albania, which is where their trolling site is set up, and such luminaries as John Cornyn, the neocon pro-Zionist Republican senator from Texas, and other such American luminaries tied up with the Israeli lobby, have met with the MEK in Albania more than once. The articles on this going back quite some period of time can be found at this Iran Interlink if one clicks on that site. But here this MEK computer trolling operation in Albania was the source of all of these stories on Twitter that were being used by the Trump administration and by the Boltons and Pompeos and the Rudolph Giulianis of the world to say that we needed to do X, Y, and Z in regard to this evil regime in Tehran. So, folks, when your government and your American officials at the highest level are getting their so-called intelligence information from what proves to be an MEK trolling site in Albania, and the MEK, interestingly enough, is been working very closely now with Israeli intelligence. A lot of MEK alliances have shifted over the years from what they were in the 1960s and 70s. The RAND Corporation, if one seeks out my name, Mark Dankoff, it puts Mark Dankoff and MEK there, you're likely to come across one of my articles where I have a link to the RAND Corporation dossier on this organization, and you can see for yourself who's in it, how they operate, what their history has been and what it is, and the successful attempt of the Israeli neocon Nexus to have these people outrageously removed from the State Department list of terrorist organizations, I think going back to 2012, I believe. So at any rate, all of this feeds in quite nicely with these oil tanker episodes, both the latest ones as well as that happened 4 weeks ago.
Do you think there's any chance that the MEK is used for sabotage purposes like this, that they would be?
Now, absolutely. There's plenty of evidence of it. As a matter of fact, Newsweek magazine.
And then Pompeo could call them the Iranians.
Yeah, exactly. And the MEK, even Newsweek magazine Jane Harmon's favorite read, had all but confirmed a few years ago.
Jane Harmon, her husband owns it, and she is a congresswoman who used to be the head of the intelligence. Is she still in Congress?
I'm not sure that she's still in Congress.
I think she left Congress, and that's why Adam Schiff is in charge of that committee now.
Yes, and Jane Harmon, as Pat Buchanan wrote about it at the time, had been wiretapped by the NSA discussing all the deals she was prepared to make to get all of these espionage charges dropped against these APEC executives who clearly were involved in trading and insider NSA and NSC documentation on American intelligence and their dealings with Iran. The only guy that I'm aware of that was ever prosecuted for that was Larry, and convicted, was Larry Franklin, who had certainly a link to the National Security Council, maybe to the NSA. But the IPAC people all eventually had these espionage charges dropped. Jane Harmon was wiretapped. And I think Pat Buchanan was the go-to person who exposed this. She was overheard discussing with certain sources in the American Embassy in Washington via telephone what she could do on their behalf.
The American Embassy in Washington.
Oh, I'm sorry, the Israeli Embassy.
Okay, yeah, and she is tribal, of course. She's a member of the tribe.
Sure, she's a member of the tribe. At any rate, at that particular time, of course, the Newsweek magazine all but confirmed that the MEK was behind these assassinations of these Iranian nuclear scientists in Tehran, and that whether you're looking at the ongoing MEK operations against the Islamic Republic of Iran, when, of course, at one time the MEK was involved in all of these terrorist operations against the Shah of Iran, Shah Mohammad Reza Pahlavi, the MEK began to switch horses when it was finally determined that they weren't going to have a major say in a post-Pahlavi Iranian regime, because the Islamic Republic people decided that they had used the MEK to help themselves get into power, that these Islamic mullahs decided they did not want to have these Reds anywhere near themselves. And so the MEK began engaging in very serious acts of terrorism, and blowing up the Iranian Majlis quite a number of years ago, in more recent years being involved in these assassinations of these Iranian nuclear scientists. Been a series of things that the MEK has been involved in, clearly at the behest of both Israel and the United States neocon community. At the same time that the United States and Israel and Saudi Arabia have been more than happy to also be supporting these Sunni Wahhabic terrorist outfits, both in Syria, as well as in activities that have taken place in Iran's Balochistan province, where in the southeastern part of Iran, there have been a series of terrorist operations that have been directed against them there and several of their depots inside of Iran's Balochistan province that have all the earmarkings of Sunni Wahhabic terrorists that have infiltrated Iran from neighboring Pakistan. So the U.S. and Israel have been very, very eclectic in their choice of friends. I don't know that the MEK has had any real direct links with the Saudi regime. Perhaps they have under the table, but the MEK's link to American Israeli intelligence is very, very clear. And again, if you get to Iran Interlink with the story that we posted there, take a longer look at what Masoud Kodabanda has published on the long, long history of the MEK. And he was one of their premier agents by his own admission before he and his British wife got out of it quite a number of years ago, because they correctly finally determined that it was not only an extreme terrorist organization, but it's a religious cult. If one studies the history of Masoud Rajavi and Miriam Rajavi, this husband and wife who have been running the MEK, it's a really, really strange thought control organization.
All right. Well, we are up on our break, but we'll be right back talking about more.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands. And a week into using Extendivite, my numb hand seemed to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Welcome back to the show. So, Mark, I know you put up all sorts of good stuff on nationalbugle.com. What's our next story?
Well, I had missed a good story that's on our board, but it shouldn't have been in the war and foreign policy section. It's entitled, and I gave it the title, Meet the Folks Working with the National Education Association to Promote Gender Equality in American Schools. This outfit is called Gender Spectrum. This organization, its identity was provided to me by Jane Lesko Eden of the Idaho Forum.
The Idaho, what's it called?
Eagle Forum.
Okay.
The old Phyllis Schlafly organization, which is still very, very active. And I understand that Jane was on John Stadtmiller's show yesterday. I also understand that John interviewed a very interesting fellow who is the state president of Eagle Forum in California. I'm going to attempt to pronounce his name correctly. The initial E-N. And this is a German name, K-O-E-H-L-E, Kehle. If you had an R, you'd have a very famous Missouri Synod Lutheran theologian whose name was Kehler. But E. Orlean Cayley, if I'm pronouncing his German name, and he's probably Americanized it, was also interviewed by John Stadtmiller yesterday. And this gets into the whole business of the ongoing infiltration of American public schools at the lowest age levels on up in regard to LGBTQ agendas and also this so-called gender inclusivity. I won't say too much more about this except that we have posted a series of things on this, most of them appropriately under elections and politics. And when one examines this more carefully, there is one place on our big board where I think that from V. Contacta, under elections and politics, where we posted not only the fact that Jane Lesko-Eden was going to be on Mr. Stadtmiller's show, but when you get to that V. Contacta link, I believe it's there that we posted all of these links to different things pertaining to what the NEA has planned for Houston, including one that we posted separately under elections and politics, where you can go directly to a 47-page PDF file from the NEA itself on what they're up to in Houston in July of 2019. It's entitled The NEA Game Plan for Gender Inclusive Education. Now, I also want to mention that Mark Anderson of the American Free Press is working very, very closely with Jane Lesko-Eden, and I think probably with Mr. Cayley out in California, to get this into alt-right media, AFP, and elsewhere in a way that will underscore just how serious and how sick this situation, which is already bad, is yet going to get. That's all I need to say about that tonight, yeah. But people want to take a look
at this. The NEA is the National Education Association. It's supposed to be the labor union for teachers. And is this a labor issue?
Exactly. The NEA for years has increasingly been going farther and farther to the left politically on a whole host of issues. And now, of course, for quite a number of years now, has taken up the LGBTQ cause in regard to making sure that all of that is represented in reshaping American attitudes on these subjects through our public schools and inculcating kids in these ideas from the time they're very, very young. So Human Events, many years ago, the so-called National Conservative Weekly, once, in my view, a better publication than it is now. That's another story completely. But Human Events, quite a number of years ago, had published an inside track of the National Education Association. I believe Alan Brownfield wrote that article or that supplement that I have in one of my files someplace. This is not a recent development. It's only getting worse in regard to an NEA that is increasingly getting away from traditional labor union issues as it relates to making sure that public school teachers are properly paid and that they have health care and so forth and so on, and that it has become a radical left organization. Yeah, it might not be a stretch to say it's become a culturally Marxist organization in regard to what it's now doing and continues to promote ad nauseum. And this is where I think the work of these Eagle Forum people, as they discussed this on John Stadtmiller's show yesterday on RBN, and the things that we've posted, where it's not simply a question of people being able to listen to Mr. Stadtmiller's show in the archives, which is important, but Jane Lesko-Eden also sent me all of the links to all the documentation that she has on this, which makes for important reading for people. So I put four or five of these on V. Contacta and then put the link up on our site, and then I believe separately we also included under elections and politics this incredible 47-page PDF file from the NEA itself, giving us the advanced roadmap. It's all right out there in the open as to what is taking place in the Lone Star State in July in Houston. So those of you who are concerned with thought control in this country, mind control, mm-hmm. especially as it relates to both war and perversion, on the perversion side of the aisle, you know, it's not just Hollywood, folks.
Mm-hmm. No, it's the public school system.
Yeah, the public school system is bought into this big time.
Okay, well, we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
And we're back now. Earlier in the show, you mentioned Mike Pompeo, our Secretary of State, and we all know what a devout Christian he is. So he's probably keeping a lid on all of this gay pride stuff around the world. I mean, America must be a beacon of traditional morality, right, around the world with Mike Pompeo at the head of the State Department?
Yeah, just like his actions in the Ukraine. And we'll mention that. We've talked about Pompeo in the Ukraine before on the subject of LGBTQ and what the United States government was officially, and somewhat less than covertly involved with.
Well, my YouTube videos have been taken down, but as I recall, when we talked about this before, the title of the YouTube video was Mike Pompeo's Getting Gay with Ukraine.
Yes, and just to make a long story short, the United States CIA apparently paid $25 million to this Eastern Orthodox patriarch in Istanbul / Constantinople to issue an edict that basically would officially sever the relationship that the Orthodox Church of Ukraine has historically had with the Russian Orthodox Church, which has had oversight over the Ukrainian Orthodox Church, as I understand this. But the long and the short of it is that Bartholomew II, this Orthodox patriarch in Istanbul, he was intimating that the Orthodox Church perhaps needed to modify its positions on the LGBTQ movement. Now, that, of course, began to stir up a lot of stuff in the Orthodox Church, you might imagine. But it comes out that, of course, in Ukraine, where Bartholomew II of Istanbul had issued this edict saying that the Orthodox Church of Ukraine ought to get out from underneath this relationship with the Russian Orthodox Church and kind of be the captain of its own ship. This letter that he wrote was the cover that was used by Poroshenko, the then installed president of Ukraine, courtesy of an American EU coup in that country in February of 2014.
Yeah, Victoria Nuland.
Poroshenko took the bull by the horns and jumped on, of course, this CIA purchase of this Orthodox patriarch in Istanbul and proclaimed himself to be the LGBTQ-friendly president. And Pompeo took this even a step further, where Mike Pompeo was directly involved in putting things, authoring things to be put on the American embassy website in Kiev, promoting LGBTQ pride in the Ukraine and using this as a wedge against the Russian Orthodox Church, the implication being that behind the Russian Orthodox Church is Vladimir Putin, the man that all real Americans love to hate, right? Mm. And so in addition to that, our ambassador to the Ukraine, Kiev, a woman that had been given this appointment by Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton, course, and she's now working under Pompeo, in addition to all this pro-LGBTQ stuff that Pompeo put on the American embassy website in Kiev, this American ambassador was openly
seen. What's her name?
I've been trying to forget her name deliberately, and I've been successful at that.
All right.
I am not immediately coming up with her
name.
That's
all right. That's all right.
She's out front in marching with these leaders of this gay pride parade in Kiev, which was obviously designed to buttress the strength of Poroshenko as president of Ukraine. It didn't help. He ended up losing the election to a comedian.
A Jewish comedian, by the way, a Jewish comedian.
So they now have
an openly Jewish president and an openly Jewish prime minister, whereas before they had rumored to be Jewish presidents and prime ministers.
Yes. So you had that rather ridiculous situation going on. At the same time that these actions of the CIA and Pompeo, in dealing with this Bartholomew II of Istanbul and paying him off to give them what they wanted in driving a wedge between the Russian Orthodox Church and the Ukrainian Orthodox Church, ended up producing the most serious schism in the Orthodox Church for centuries right here in San Antonio. The local Russian Orthodox mission used to be in full membership in terms of shared communion with the local Greek Orthodox Church here in San Antonio. Well, that had to stop when this whole thing resulted in a situation where the Russian Patriarch was at odds, quite understandably, with this Bartholomew II of Istanbul. And so here you have Kirill as the patriarch of this local Russian Orthodox mission here in San Antonio. Nice church, nice people, nice priest. And on the other hand, the Greek Orthodox Church actually has as its patriarch one Bartholomew II of Istanbul. And so all of a sudden, with these edicts that were coming down from on high, suddenly the local Russian and Greek Orthodox churches in San Antonio are no longer in communicant fellowship with one another because of this mess that was started by the CIA and by Pompeo and company, and clearly the wider Zionist picture with what is being promoted in the Ukraine, as well as throughout that entire region of the world. Now, why did we mention this? Because now Mr. Trump did issue a formal acknowledgement of the fact, folks, that this June is the official LGBTQ Pride Month. Mr. Trump issued something on Twitter saying that he basically supported the idea of full inclusion for these folks and, you know, making sure that there was no persecution of them and, you know, making a pointed barb against anywhere in the world where LGBTQ agendas were criminalized in any way and so forth and so on. And yet, curiously enough, the president did something. And if you look at our big board here, this comes up very, very quickly. The president had issued at the same time a specific directory, a directive to the American embassies and consulates that in particular there were four countries where he did not want the so-called gay pride rainbow flag to be flown officially on American embassy and consulate flagpoles or displayed as a banner on the physical buildings in which these diplomats and ambassadors are housed. And the four countries in question were Israel, Germany. Now, that's an interesting one because Richard Grenell, our ambassador to Germany, is an open homosexual who has made it his mission to use his diplomatic mission to promote LGBTQ both in Germany and throughout Europe and worldwide. Nonetheless, Trump did not want that rainbow flag being flown at any of our official diplomatic facilities in Germany. And then he mentioned Latvia and Brazil. And, of course, I don't know, you know, why
well,
these particular four were.
Brazil, it would be that their new president, Bolsonaro, is very hostile to homosexuals. He's very pro-Zionist. He's very pro-Israel. In fact, apparently invited the Israeli military to help with the Brazilian flood relief efforts. He invited
yes.
the Israeli military into Brazil, but is well known as being something of a homophobe.
Okay. Well, that would explain that one then. But the long and the short of it is, we are waking up now to news stories that despite the fact that Trump issued this edict and Mike Pence was out front, Mike bombed the you know bomb Israel's enemies Pence. Mike Pence was out front as he was earlier month or the last 2 months on the cover of Franklin Graham's Decision magazine. Mike Pence was out there fronting with the media on this, saying that this, what the president had said on these flags, at least in these specific locations, was quote-unquote the right thing to do. But then what happens? We find out today, or in the last day or two, I believe I first saw this today, that at the United States Embassy in Jerusalem, we should not even be in Jerusalem. That's a whole other story. But the United States Embassy in Jerusalem put something on their official Twitter page that basically, in the most glowing of terms, mentioned that at their adjunct facility still operating in Tel Aviv, the rainbow flag was flying there quite proudly. And the American Embassy in Jerusalem was officially giving the thumbs up to what it was that their adjunct operation had done in Tel Aviv. And when we speak of this, and I'm going to send you the photograph of this to prove this, Patrick, just as we're speaking here, I'll send it to you privately in our communications. This is a clear, open contravention of a presidential directive to a particular U.S. embassy, in this case Israel, that was deliberately, flagrantly disregarded in Tel Aviv, and our U.S. embassy now, in violation of international law, now in Jerusalem, is in full support of this. It's right on the Twitter page, their official Twitter page. I just sent you the photograph. And so it's like, what is going on here? You have Bolton and Pompeo continuing to confound Trump's America First rhetoric with these obvious open attempts to involve this country in a war with Iran, to get us involved even in a totally illegitimate way in Venezuela. We've dispatched Elliot Abrams down there to see what can be mucked up in that country. And then you have a situation where Pompeo, this so-called evangelical Christian, was promoting LGBTQ in the Ukraine as a means of getting at the Russian Orthodox Church and Vladimir Putin in that country. And now you've got a situation where in Israel, of all places, the U.S. Embassy in Jerusalem and its adjunct in Tel Aviv are in flagrant, open violation of a presidential directive. And you, I'm sure you can see, Dr. Slattery, the Twitter photograph from the U.S. Embassy Jerusalem site, which shows that it's all right out there. Nothing's being hidden. There's the big flag right in the building with this great and wondrous occasion. U.S. Embassy Jerusalem says, the U.S. Embassy branch office in Tel Aviv is ready for the Pride, capital letters, Pride Parade tomorrow, exclamation point. Here are the rainbow flags on the building. So we ask ourselves, to what extent are these people answerable to the Secretary of State of the United States?
And these are some very, very big flags. This isn't just...
These are
giant banners that go the height and length of the building, basically.
Right. So if we were to put this up at some point, people could see, and I believe I probably have put it on our big board with a link, because I did post it at VContacta. I probably put it on our big board through VContacta, where folks can see for themselves at nationalbugle.com what we're talking about here. And it's all right there, including the posts from these agencies, Jewish media agencies that ran the story. The U.S. Embassy branch in Tel Aviv decorated for Pride Parade despite the Trump ban from the Jewish Telegraphic Agency. Jewish Pride flags allowed, now this one is in Washington, folks, this gets back. Jewish Pride flags allowed in the D.C. Dyke March after a standoff. So there you have a D.C. lesbian march where there was a significant faction there that did not want these pride flags being graced with the so-called Star of David. So that's an interesting side angle on what has been going on in Israel. But as you watch this whole thing develop, it's an absolute, absolutely amazing story. That in regard to the U.S. Embassy branch in Tel Aviv, with the full public approval of the United States Embassy in Jerusalem, is openly, flagrantly waving this rainbow flag in Mr. Trump's face and Mr. Pence's face in terms of disregarding a presidential order. So, again... what does Mike Pompeo think of that? We're not likely to hear a press conference question which would nail him to the wall as the Secretary of State in terms of whether or not he agrees with his employees in Tel Aviv and Jerusalem on this, or whether he is going to support his boss, the President of the United States. Although it does seem that Bolton and Pompeo seem to think that they're working for Netanyahu, and that Trump is just along for the ride. That's my own editorial take on that.
Yes, and it would seem that President Trump, he has his directives ignored routinely, his directive to take away the security clearance of John Brennan, the former CIA director, that was completely ignored. And Brennan still has his clearance. And of course, according to Professor Stephen F. Cohen, Brennan is really the central person in the Russiagate hoax, which really is the core of the successful coup d'etat against Donald Trump. So there you go. People brag about taking documents off his desk. Gary Cohn, his former economic advisor, bragged about having taken documents from his desk so they wouldn't be signed. Okay, well.
And this gets into yet another angle on this, what we've been talking about tonight, that gets into these ongoing, incredible inconsistencies with the Christian Zionist right and their support of what they think is Israel, that is not the Israel of God of the New Testament, but it's not even the Israel of God of the Old Testament, that there's a whole agenda of the Zionist state that Christian Zionism just doesn't seem to get. And that includes right here in Texas with the story that we posted from The Intercept
on
what's happened here in Texas with our laws that maybe we'll talk about.
Okay, we'll be right back.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake?
Welcome back to the show. Okay, we only have a few more minutes, and there's a three stories worthy of mention. What would those be?
Well, at least we have time just to mention a couple of them. Folks, take a look at something from The Intercept that was reposted by something called Winter Watch. It's God, Gas, and Cash: How Texans Fell in Love with Israel and Trampled on the Constitution. We are well aware of Ron DeSantis and the governor of Florida and his dalliances with the Israeli lobby and the Israeli government and the House Bill 741, this crazy unconstitutional bill that passed down there. This will cover the latest that's been going on in Texas and how serious it is. So if you get a chance, take a look at that one. And then there's this whole business in Memphis, Tennessee. R. Court Kirkwood from The New American has come out fairly quickly with a story on this, just since it's been in the news in the last 12 to 14 hours. This is entitled "Memphis Rioters Injure Police After U.S. Marshals Shoot and Kill Thug." That might be worth discussing in a little more detail because it's yet another disturbing manifestation of something that we have seen time again in the United States, and that is that in this case, it was U.S. Marshals that were trying to serve a warrant on this young man who had a very serious criminal record, and this young man not simply attempted to evade police arrest, but he used his car, or shall we say the car of someone that he had previously shot and had stolen the car from, according to the latest I saw on ABC News earlier tonight. But this young man proceeds to start trying to injure or even kill these marshals by ramming their vehicles with his, the one he was driving. He then gets out of the car with a weapon in his hand and is shot to death.
Sounds like now, institutional racism to me.
Yeah, exactly. And so what you have is a circumstance where now in Memphis you have had these African-American rioters, predominantly African-American rioters, in an African-American community in North Memphis who have injured a number of Memphis police officers who weren't even involved in any way in the shooting. These were U.S. Marshals that shot this kid, and based upon what I have read, I will say that unless there's something I haven't been told about, this shooting was entirely justified. But here are these Memphis rioters injuring Memphis police, who are not the people in law enforcement that shot this guy. And they're then engaging in property damage and fires that are hurting their own community. Black homes and black businesses are the ones that are going to suffer as a result of these criminal actions of these rioters. And, of course, as the mainstream media in the United States continues to cover this story with all of these film reports of these disturbances and these riots, it seems that no one is asking who is disproportionately suffering in all of this. And the only criminals that I have seen in any of these reports, other than the one who apparently was shot in a most justifiable fashion, regrettably, but justifiably, by these U.S. Marshals, other than this dead suspect, the only other criminals that I see are these Memphis rioters. And the people that they're hurting are predominantly African-American people. Mm-hmm. So when we start looking once again at the way that the far left in this country spins this stuff in news media, the whole thing is an obvious attempt, just the latest one, to spin this as institutional racism, racist police department, trigger-happy U.S. Marshals, mm-hmm. and all the rest mm-hmm. of it, when there was no alternative to doing what they did.
Well, Mark, thank you so much for coming on the show and being a great news hound and putting all these great stories up on nationalbugle.com.
And remember, folks, no rainbow flags in your front yard this week, at least if you listen to RBN.
Okay, and I'll be back again next week with more exciting episodes of National Bugle Radio.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're listening to the Republic.